I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time. It's now 5 o'clock, and it's Friday. It's the 23rd of July. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes right now in Salt Lake City, a very pleasant 72 degrees.
And we have traffic lights flashing red in Midvale. I'm Heather Kelly.
Wild weather.
We had some of that wild weather yesterday as thunderstorms lit up the sky and left behind a muddy mess in communities all over the state. But in Mapleton, preparation paid off when a cloudburst dropped heavy rain on a burn scar. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says some people were evacuated, but they came through the storm without major damage to homes or anybody getting hurt.
The National Weather Service warned Mapleton officials about the storm around 7 p.m. They expected it to drop heavy rain on the burn scar from a past wildfire. Fire Chief Nicholas Glasgow says they had a plan in place.
We evacuated 20 homes on the Quiet Meadow subdivision and down on 2000 East. We moved all of the residents from that neighborhood to a evacuation center.
The storm dropped 3/4 of an inch of rain in 45 minutes, and there was a debris flow with 6 to 8 inches of mud coming off the hillside. Sandbags that had been pre-positioned in the area kept the floodwaters running down the street and out of homes. Everybody was allowed to leave the evacuation center and go back home by about 11:30 last night. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
A bolt of lightning put a hole in the roof of a St. George home last night as the thunderstorms rolled through the state. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more.
The lightning strike hit the house just after 8 last evening, and what remained was a charred hole about 3 to 4 feet wide. The bolt also started a small fire in the attic, but neighbors got on the roof. They used their garden hoses to keep it from spreading. That's according to the St. George News. Now, there were two people inside the house when it was hit, but no one was injured. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
Thousands of people are waking up without power this morning in Salt Lake County. Rocky Mountain Power shows 1,500 customers in the dark right now. Power has been out overnight for many of these people. Rocky Mountain Power expects the power to be restored this morning sometime around 7:30. We'll keep an eye on it and update you throughout the morning. Now that rain has passed, thousands of people are getting ready to celebrate Pioneer Day weekend. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us this morning along the parade route with more. Mary, where are you?
So, Tim, I'm at 2nd East and about 1st South, so I thought I'd check and see the people who are camping out along here. And honestly, they've had quite the night. Blankets and chairs and pop-up tents got soaked or even blown away in the wind and the rain last night. I've seen some barricades and signs and orange cones downtown knocked about this morning. And it looks like one group in front of me strung their stuff out to dry overnight on some yellow caution closure tape. So there's being resourceful. Now, I've driven up and down some of the route this morning to get a look, and I have to warn people, they are towing cars away that are parked on the street that the parade is going down. So I've seen two or three tow trucks in the last hour. Also some Salt Lake police cars and officers patrolling, keeping things safe here in the dark. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Today's marathon and parade means it'll be a little tricky getting around downtown this morning. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly joins me live from the KSL Traffic Center with a bit of advice on roads to avoid. Heather?
Yeah, Tim, the first thing you want to avoid is going to be Sunnyside Avenue and Foothill Boulevard. The marathon starts in just under 30 minutes, and the runners are going to be coming down those streets, so you're going to see some lane closures. Now, it doesn't look like they're going to close the entire road completely, but you'll have fewer lanes to get by. And then the parade starts at 9 a.m., and that's going to shut down 200 East all the way down to about 900 South for about an hour and a half or so. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Let the Olympic Games begin. The Tokyo 2020 opening ceremony is already underway.
Opening ceremonies known to be a spectacular, vibrant show of Olympic spirit and global connection and united by emotion. Organizers say the ceremony won't be flashy, but a solemn and sobering show as the world continues to recover from the ongoing pandemic.
ABC's Kenneth Moten says the Japanese people are still worried about the games as the country experiences a surge in COVID cases. Less than 1,000 spectators are being allowed to watch the opening ceremony inside a stadium that holds about 70,000. Olympic Games Executive Director Christoph Dubé tells ABC News there's no scenario in which the Games will be canceled.
Chain of command is simple. Identify, isolate, trace, and care. And this is exactly what we're doing.
He says all the safety procedures in place will keep the Games going. Members of Team USA, meantime, got a pep talk from First Lady Jill Biden before the opening ceremony.
Becoming an Olympian is a rare accomplishment in a normal time, but you did it during a global pandemic.
This is the First Lady's first solo trip abroad since President Biden took office. Coming up.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.